I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb foot beds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very fine grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. I'm going to step off the lamb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Emil and Buzz, the President of the United States, would like to say a few words to you.
Let's see, you got anything that looks abnormal in your system?
Negative, Mike.
Okay, now let's everybody keep cool. We got limbs still attached. Let's make sure we don't blow the whole mission.
Moonrock.
So anyway, this is a story about what happened to me at school when I was doing the wrong moonrocking. So what happened, right, is I went into the lesson like normal, and we did normal work here, so it was thought nothing. And then what happened was the teacher rung in this suitcase, but it was a normal sort of holiday suitcase. It was really chipped and plasticky. Nothing you would carry moonrocking, I would have thought. And anyway, so then he opened it, right, and it had all this sort of bulletproof foam on. So, and everybody was sort of going, well, how cool, and all that, yeah. And you got out the moon rock, but it had this glass on it, which was solid, and the man said it was unbreakable. You could not break it. So he opened it, and he got out this glass dome with all the moon rock in, which only had about the size of an ant. And he said, it's unbreakable, there's no way you can break it. And he said, it's scientifically proved that it's real moon rock, not from this earth. And everybody was asking questions and stuff. And then I said to him, have you ever thought they may have been fake? And he said, the only thing we're proving they're not is the moon rock. But it was in glass, embedded in this sort of foam, bulletproof foam, but in a really cheap suitcase.
Don't want to make it look suspicious.
Probably. And he said that there's a 5-year waiting list on it for schools. But he said the genuine moon rock, the big moon rock, is in a vault in America, like a big vault underground. And he said it's a big moon rock about the size of a head or something.
Where's the vault?
He said it was in America. He didn't really say where. He doesn't know.
Does anyone know?
Doubt it, but I don't think there's anything there.
Could be a meteor, though, couldn't it, from the moon? A bit of the moon, it came off?
He did say that some of it was a meteor, but he said some of it what they got from the moon. But he said most of it was meteors, but he said it definitely comes from the moon. But only a bit of it came from the original Apollo landings. Only two little pieces that he said they got from the moon. Oh yeah, another thing happened. He keeps on talking about it, and he said, this has been touched by Neil Armstrong, this piece of metal, this piece of glass, and all that, and that's about it.
The rock, don't you mean, though?
Well, he said the rock had been touched by him, but he said that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin had to put it in themselves because they didn't want it to get away, or it's some security matter. Something weird. And that was it, really. Then we had a look at it at the end of the lesson, and when everybody else had gone, I asked him about it, and he said, if it wasn't for the moon rock, I would maybe listen to your points about it being fake, but he said, because of this moon rock, I'm not even going to listen, he said.
Right, email for you from Marshall Pinsett, came to on Friday, very late. Watch out, got your packet of goodies, Carl, very much. The cards are a nice store, I'll send you one at Christmas, exclamation mark. Thanks for the mags too. The moon landing conspiracy theory is interesting. Coincidentally, I was recently guy takes pictures, mentioned your investigation, and he said he's believed for a long time that the moon landing photos were fake, so at least heavily retouched. I'll show him your articles next time I see him. And coincidentally, again, while on holiday, I found a 1950s book on moon stuff. It's full of interesting speculation on moon exploration, collecting rock samples and putting men on the surface. There are some outlined ideas on how it could be achieved. One idea to collect samples involves 2 spaceships. The first one drops a nuclear bomb on the surface. The second flies through the resulting cloud of atomic dust and scoops up the samples. Your amazing revelations become TLM. Okay, that's all for now. Bye.